The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Alrighty, on this Wednesday morning, a fun night is planned. And it's a fundraiser that is not only going to be fun, but it's going to raise money for a great cause. It's the Lolito's Legacy Night event coming up at the Blue Water Convention Center on Saturday, November 13th. Tim Lolito is on the line to tell us all about it. Tim, good morning.
Morning, Paul. How's it going?
I'm doing well, thanks. And the president of your board, Robert Luther, on the line with us as well. Rob, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Tim, this sounds like a really fun event. What do you got going on the 13th?
Well, we have, like we've done in the past, you know, we've had small games and people come out and just have a fun night. This year, we're adding a little twist to it. We did it at Oktoberfest last year. It's our last, what we call our last fan standing. Basically, it's a reverse raffle, and the last person gets to take home all the cash. $1,000 and then $1,000 towards the school of their choice. So when we did Oktoberfest, one of the people in the community is just a great person, has been volunteering with us for so long, Michelle Lang. The first thing that she said was, you know, who can I donate this to? Who, you know, what school needs this? And I'm like, no, this is yours. You know, you take this, you've helped us out so much. And so that kind of sparked what we could do next, and you know, taking the next step where we said, hey, people want to do this, so let's give them an opportunity for not only for them to win money, but for a school of their choice as well.
I think that's what brings people to this organization and gets them involved and keeps them involved, is that idea that you're helping schools throughout the Blue Water area with their athletic programs. Robert, I'm sure that's what draws you to Lolito's Legacy Fund.
It is, and actually I have kids who go to East China School District, and I know how important it is for families to be able to have the right amount of funds available for their kids to play sports. And our mantra has been, and it always will be, that no child will be left behind when it comes for the ability to play sports. And so I absolutely love what we do, and we work hard to ensure that kids can play. We work hard to ensure that schools have the right equipment for the kids to play. And it's a great cause, Paul. I really love it.
Tim, tell us about some of the things that your foundation has been able to do just in the last year or so to help student athletes.
Well, the biggest thing that we try and help with is access. So we do the pay-to-play grants, goes out to every school. And then other things that we've been doing is the pet project. We did Memphis. We did East China Stadium, you know, helping with their parking lot and things like that. But when we did Memphis, we helped redo their weight room. And we brought in, you know, I think $5,000 or $6,000, and then they added money on top of it to be able to redo that whole thing. And I mean, it just looks awesome. So we're excited to be able to help out other schools in the community and see where it keeps going.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fantastic what you've been able to do for so many student-athletes. And it's thanks to these fun fundraisers that you do, because whenever you plan a fundraiser, there's definitely fun involved, isn't there?
Yeah, that's kind of our mantra, is it has to be a fundraiser, right? You know, I think kind of our, you know, stuffy event, if you will, is our Legacy Night, where it's more, it's not really dress up, it's more casual, but, you know, you get together, have fun, there still be, you know, games involved and stuff like that, but it's not like, you know, adult field day or Oktoberfest or anything like that, where there's actual games and you're probably going to get pretty sweaty.
There you go. Yeah, you can wear your favorite, you know, college or professional team jersey, right?
Absolutely.
The event is November 13th. It's the Legacy Night at the Blue Water Convention Center. How much are tickets? How do people get tickets?
They can go online at lolitoslegacyfoundation.org and order tickets off Eventbrite on there. Yeah, usually the easiest way to do that is to go through the Facebook page.
Okay, so just look up Lolito's Legacy Foundation on Facebook, and you can click in, click through through there. And in addition to the reverse raffle, you're going to have a prize for the best dressed sports fan, right?
Yes, sir, and it better be a Go Blue jersey, right?
Absolutely, Go Blue. There you go. Are we all saying Go Blue? All three of us?
I am, absolutely.
All right,
Paul.
Me too, heck, I'm in. I think they're going to win.
Go Green.
Okay, fair enough. It's going to be a good game on Saturday, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Tim, while I got you on the line, I want to ask you real quick, because you have NFL experience, you've been there in the trenches, you know what it's like. I wonder if you have any thoughts on the Detroit Lions, their new coach, the new direction they're taking.
I like it. Besides for the last game, not the Rams game, but the previous one, I think they're right there in it. You know, I think that there's a couple plays either way that they win a couple downs. They start converting on third downs a little bit better. I think the last time that I checked, I think they were at 33% or 35% on the season. So if they can get a little bit more third down conversions and control the ball a little bit more, which starts with the run game, I think they're going to be in pretty good shape.
They are like the best worst team in football because, you know, you hear all the talking heads on the sports shows. You don't hear a lot of negative comments about the Lions despite their dismal start in the standings. I mean, they haven't won a game yet, but there is a lot of potential there, isn't there?
No, and like you said, they're not getting blown out or anything like that. They're just a couple snaps away here or there. So, I think maybe in the postseason, looking at the draft, maybe a couple picks on defense, particularly linebacker, will help them out, get another pass rusher, maybe an edge rusher or something like that to help them out on defense. But again, on offense, we got to control the clock and control the time of possession and get third down conversions.
Yeah, well, we hope so. Tim, always appreciate your time and all you do for sports in our area. Robert Luther, thanks for your time this morning as well. Best of luck with the Legacy Night. Again, this is Saturday, November 13th, 6 o'clock at the Blue Water Convention Center. I think it's going to be a fun time.
Thank you, sir.
All right, guys.
Absolutely, it will. Thank you very much, Paul.
You got it. Take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye.